charcoal, paper towels, your plates, forks, and knives, even suntan lotion and bug spray. It's your one-stop shop for a good time on game day. So ice down that cooler and get ready for some pigskin. Ingles, your official sponsor of food and football.
Tula Road Rage. We are live from George Coleman. Come on out. Fresh hot pizza just arrived. Hot brownies just arrived. Drinks in the cooler. We got it all for you. I just met Jim, the Alabama fan, Ramona. Jim.
There you go.
And I got a roll tied, Ramona, at George Coleman Ford. Now, Jim admitted that they don't really belong there, but he said it's like, you know, when a inside pitch hits you. And you're in baseball, and you act like it hit you. You're not going to say no, it didn't hit you. You're going to take first base. So that's how Jim described it. Yeah, again, I'm not anti Alabama. You know, I'm just a truth teller about what I see, and I'm opposed to the system. You know, and I think I've made it absolutely clear in recent days why. And there were still a couple stragglers last night when they had it correct, but I think they all get it now. It's the most elementary. Let's say this one more time. This isn't about some future land, fantasy, fairy tale, unicorn land where, you know, we're all going to have the exact amount of playoff teams we want and it's going to be the exact same. I'm talking about an immediate fix that could be implemented today that could fix the majority of problems that we face in a 4-team playoff. And that is that you cannot allow a team that fails to achieve, a team that fails to win their division, to get well, to rest, to not risk further injury, and to not risk a further loss in advance. That's just absolutely elementary. When I've said this before, listeners have texted me and said, yeah, it'd be like letting a wild card team in the NFL have a bye. Exactly. And that's why it can't be done. That's why it can't be done. It's nothing to do with team or anything, although I admit that this really only applies to the SEC, it seemingly. Although we've had the one Big Ten incident of it as well. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Walt. Thanks, man.
Hey, Robert.
Wanted to...
good to have you, wanted to get as always.
In right quick. Well, thank you. Glad to be here. Wanted to get some picks in. Got a question. Why do you think Minnesota's a 3-point dog at Iowa?
They haven't won there since 1999. They haven't won there since 1999.
Okay, and they haven't been this good since.
Well, that's true. That's true. But Iowa has always been tough at Kinnick. They've pulled upsets at Kinnick. It's a tough place to play. They're loud. You know, it's cold. You know, it's just a tough place to play. And I'm not surprised by the line. I also think that there's an expectation that Minnesota, off of the biggest win in modern program history, and off of all this attention that they've gleaned from it, both with the committee and television and talk around the country, that they may be set up for a fall. And so I think that's the why.
Yeah.
That's the answer to your question. That's not an answer as to who I'm taking in the game.
I'm sorry.
That's an answer to you. Those are the answers to the question you asked. That's not an answer as to who I'm taking in the game. Because I'm taking Minnesota.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, we're going to find out. I mean, that's a young team. They got a young head coach. Like you said earlier this week, a lot of what they're doing reminds you a lot of Clemson. Are they going to be able to, you know, play one game at a time and replicate that like Clemson has? We're going to find out. But I think Minnesota, I think they're going to win that game.
Well, I'm not comparing him to Clemson in any way, shape, or form, but
comment about P.J. Fleck being like a, you know, a Dabo Sweeney type coach.
Oh, well, maybe that. Maybe that element. Yeah, yeah, that.
And
that,
I see some other similarities.
Yeah.
There.
Well, look, I just think they're playing at a high level, and I haven't addressed this game yet. I think this is one of the games that there's a little room for discussion in the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'em contest. But fundamentally, the reason I'm taking Minnesota is I just don't know if Iowa can score enough points to beat Minnesota. See, I think if you're going to play Minnesota right now, you've got to be able to score. And Iowa, you know, if you look at their games, it's this hodgepodge of results, and some of them are these sort of bloodbaths. I mean, they lost 10-3 at Michigan, and Michigan's an improved team, but that was a game which Iowa drove inside the plus 40-yard line 7 times, but came away with 3 total points. And so, you know, they move the ball. Stanley is a pretty good quarterback. But what Iowa doesn't have that they had a year ago is they had 2 round one NFL tight ends a year ago. And they don't have those 2 guys. And I think that's been really limiting to their offense. And so they get in these games. And in evaluating that game, I considered these 2 things, amongst others. But I considered the fact that, you know, I watched Penn State go to Iowa, and I watched that game. At that time, I picked Iowa in that game. That game wound up 17-12, Penn State. So it was a tough game, but in watching the game, it didn't feel like a 5-point game. It felt like Penn State was really 2 touchdowns better. What Iowa lacked that Penn State had was the big play ability. Penn State had Hamler. He was a guy who was a difference in that game. They had Noah Kane. He was a guy who was a difference in that game. And Iowa lacked that. So they had to grind everything out. They had to absolutely grind everything out. Whereas when Minnesota played Penn State, and granted, Minnesota pretty much moved the ball at will on Penn State. And they had plenty of big-time weapons. And so when I look at Minnesota, you know, you might call the quarterback position a push between Stanley and Morgan, although I think Morgan may be playing better right now. The running backs, I think, clearly favor Minnesota. The wide receivers clearly favor Minnesota. Now, do I think Iowa has an edge? Yeah, I think they're slightly better defensively than Minnesota is. But I still think they're going to have to score some to beat this team. I don't think they're going to beat Minnesota, you know, 14-10. I don't. I think Minnesota's going to score 20-plus points on Iowa. And if Iowa wants to win, they're going to have to score more than that. And I'm just not sure that Iowa can.
All right, well, can I get some picks in right quick, man? I know.
Yeah.
And one thing that just about that Minnesota game, I mean, Minnesota has 192 passer rating. Their defense is holding teams to 104. I mean, those are just crazy numbers. But Indiana, I'm going to take Indiana plus the 15. It was 15 today. I don't know if it's gone back down to 14.5. Indiana plus 15 over versus Penn State. I'm taking the Minnesota versus Iowa. I'm going to take Utah minus the 21 versus UCLA. Utah's playing really good. UCLA is, I don't know how they've won any games, to be quite honest.
Well, I think they're playing much better football. I mean, Dorian Thompson Robinson's really playing well. Offensively, they've found themselves. I mean, they're scoring now, and they're moving the ball almost at will. It looks like a different team. UCLA suddenly looks like a team with a lot of promise for the future, whereas early in the year it looked like they had none. It looked like Kelly was on a fast track to being dismissed. I don't think that's the case now.
Yeah, and I'm only going to take 5 teams. By the way, the 4th team, I'm going to take my old standby, Louisiana Lafayette minus 28 versus South Alabama, and then here's one from out in left field. I'm going to take University of Incarnate Word and the 7.5 versus New Mexico State.
Yeah, that is out in left field.
Yeah.
Not even sure I would give that out. You big Incarnate Word expert, are you, Robert?
Well, I've looked them up, and, you know, they're not a bad team, and New Mexico State is. So, you know, I just figured I'd throw that one in for.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. Entertainment value. I think it's safe to assume they're both bad teams, but we'll see how that plays out.
Arcade Ward's 5-5, and I mean, they've played some bad teams, and but their schedules are somewhat similar. I mean, if you look at New Mexico State's schedule, it's not much better. So, you know, that's why I kind of took a fly on it. So we'll see.
Rona, I've been doing radio for, you know, over 20 years.
Yes.
That is the first time anybody has ever called my show, or as far as I know, or anyone else's show, and picked Incarnate Word in a football game.
I know. I was shocked.
In fact, other than me, I mean, I have mentioned Incarnate Word. I don't remember the context before. Like it was a year ago, 2 years ago. But I'm pretty sure that no one has ever called the show and said, hey, Walt, give me Incarnate Word plus the 7.
Hey, man, I love to be first.
Yeah. Hi, Robert, you are first. Thanks, yep. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I'm virtually 100% sure of that, Ramona. No one in the history of the program has ever called, or any program I've done, and said, hey, Walt, give me Incarnate Word plus the 7. You know what? Both sides of that, for that matter, you know, unless you're picking against New Mexico State, but I know for certain I've never heard anyone say, hey, Walt,
yes.
I got a special for you. Hey, Walt. Well, I got an inside scoop for you, Walt. Walt, I'm going with Incarnate Word plus 7 against New Mexico State. You sick puppy. You know, you helpless degenerate. You know, and I know Robert isn't that. I guess. I don't know. I did not expect to hear that coming. All right, Ramona, let's get to the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick 'em games. So last night we had Pittsburgh and North Carolina, and despite the officials' best intent to give the game away to North Carolina by throwing Hamlin out, it did not work, and the better team won. You know, hey, look, I say something I've been saying all year. I've been screaming it from the rooftops. Pittsburgh is the second best team in the ACC. I've been saying this forever. It can't be any clearer to me. I mean, they are easily the second-best team in the ACC. Sometimes they don't know how to finish, in part because they don't run the ball anymore. I mean, I've seen some transformations in football, but the transformation that Pittsburgh has made offensively from last year being a power running team with two 230-pound backs who were 1,000-yard rushers to this year under Whipple being a chuck-it-all-over-the-field team who's throwing it on every play and on most plays going empty is a transformation that I'm not sure I've seen before. Maybe at LSU, but that's what they've done and that's what they've become. But the reason I have liked them all year is that defense. That defense has been really good all year long. Nobody did to them all year what North Carolina did to them last night, and North Carolina wouldn't have done it to them had they not thrown Hamlin out. But that defensive line, really good. Twyman, probably the best defensive lineman in the ACC, and they have put heavy pressure on opponents all year long. So I still believe this. I've believed all along that Pittsburgh was the second best team, or almost all along that Pittsburgh was the second best team in the ACC. I've said it, I've written it, and I still believe it. I think if there's any team in the Coastal that has the capability of at least giving Clemson a game of sorts, it's Pitt. Let me tell you about Crude LED. Crude LED is your single source for dynamic outdoor LED display signs that can also transform into a digital scoreboard. Crude LED displays offer peak performance with ultra-bright, vibrant, full-color screens that are completely programmable easy to install, reliable, come with a 5-year warranty. Create your own custom message that resonates with your audience with help from Crude's extensive digital library. Crude LED displays are also incredibly affordable. If you've always thought an advanced multifunctional LED display sign was too expensive for your business, church, or school, let Crude LED show you otherwise. Call Crude LED to learn more. 864-401-8156. 864-401-8156. Or visit crude-led.com. crude-led.com. Let me tell you, we are at George Coleman. We have brand new pizza, brand new brownies, drinks. We have it all. Also, I want to tell you before we get a break, George Coleman Ford is offering an EcoSport SE front wheel drive, 5-passenger, fully loaded. This deal is as loaded as can be, all sorts of options. The MSRP on this vehicle, $24,740. The George Coleman Ford price, $17,999. Zero cash down. It's a purchase. It's not a lease. To qualified buyers, 3.5% APR. 72 months financing available. You can finance it for $287 a month with zero cash down. This is a real deal. Incredible. Come take advantage of it. Somebody come buy this vehicle today. You'll thank me later. You get a brand new vehicle for $17,999. Where are you getting that? You kidding me? Come and see us at George Coleman Ford, where Tennessee Fred has just arrived. We'll be back.
Walt here. Join me live from Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy 29-degree draft beer, delicious fresh food, and, of course, the scenic views. All this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Be there.
Hey, Tiger fans. We know you're on the lookout for the best Black Friday deals. Well, Engineered Sleep will be running their biggest sale of the year. Their high-quality, locally-made mattresses will be heavily discounted and come with free delivery and setup of every order. The best Black Friday deal, the biggest sale of the year, free delivery. Go visit their showroom on Congaree Road in Greenville or check them out at engineeredsleep.com. Buy local and save big this Black Friday at Engineered Sleep.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the same way. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it's business or personal, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powdersville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Here for you every day, Carolina Alliance Bank, division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Hey y'all, former Clemson football player Hunter Renfroe here. When I'm not on the field, I choose Onward Reserve to outfit my lifestyle. Whether it's dinner with my wife, a round of golf with my friends, a day on the water fishing, or game day in Clemson, I count on Onward Reserve to look my best. Swing by their new store in Clemson for game day apparel, accessories, and more at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson, and online at onwardreserve.com.
Hey Upstate, this is Hunter Renfroe, formerly with the Clemson Tigers, 2016 and 2018 national champions. I got my 2019 Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, and now I'm part of the Granger family. It's a car buying experience like you've never had before. Go Tigers.
Reed's Jewelers, your family-owned jeweler, introduces the magnificent line of Kleinfeld engagement rings. These exquisite rings are exclusive to Reed's and come in a varying selection of beautiful designs. She'll say yes to you like she says yes to the dress. Discover the beauty and elegance of Kleinfeld Diamond when you discover Reed's Jewelers. Kleinfeld Diamonds, available exclusively at Reed's Jewelers. Reed's Jewelers, in the middle of Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
As you prepare for Saturday's game, call the Corner Butcher and choose from their tailgate menu for your friends and family. Steaks, brats, chicken, and select seafood. They have what you need. 654-2333. The Corner Butcher, Patrick Square, Clemson.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You got to have celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson. Tiger Boulevard, across from Publix. Whatever it is, that girl put a spell on me.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, a hero's work is never done.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tulu Red Rage on a Southern Rock Friday, back to Little Allman Brothers Band, Blue Sky. You know, I think Dickie Betts wrote that song, Ramona. That's actually a Dickie Betts song. Hey, let me tell you about Harry's. You want to get in, now's a good time. You know, humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. I mean, unless you live in West Virginia. From flint tools to shark teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew the great shave came down to the simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't add any gimmickry to their razors. They focus on qualities that actually matter for a close, comfortable shave, and they never upcharge you. You get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at Harry's.com. What I love most is the flexible, soft hinge glides across the contours of your face. No cuts, no burns, none of that. Harry's bought the German factory that made the finest steel, cut out the middleman, offered you the best guarantee in the industry, and the rest, as they say, is history. Harry's is an incredible offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at Harry's.com. That means you get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Honestly, if you've never done the Harry's thing, and I love Harry's, fact, if you've never done the Harry's thing, I don't know why you would not try that offer. It's unimaginable to me. Impossible. Unthinkable. Wrong. Do yourself a favor. Go do it. All right, Ramona, let's get to the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them games. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. I want to talk about some of the other big games that are going to occur around the country this weekend. Well, such that they are big games. Maybe big games. We'll see. I guess they're all big games now. This is me, Ramona, talking to you. Me talking to you.
Right.
Earth to Ramona. All right.
Okay.
What you get?
The only thing we did yesterday was North Carolina Pitt and Indiana Penn State. So we're on Navy at Notre Dame.
Well, let's touch on Indiana Penn State, since that's a game that Robert picked earlier. You know, it's funny. No matter how many times I say this over 20 years in radio, there's still people who don't get this. A team who believes themselves a national title contender off their first loss invariably flatlines the next week to a 90% rate. And Penn State will flatline as a result. There's nobody who's immune to it. This stuff about, well, they'll be angry, never happens, doesn't happen. They're still dwelling on what happened a week ago. They're just not focused. Happens every single stinking time. So from a degenerate standpoint, it's one of those things you don't really think about. You don't worry about that Indiana really sucks. You don't worry about it. You just play it like that. It's the way it works. You know, again, the Georgia-South Carolina game was a recent example. Georgia loses to South Carolina. Next time out, they play Kentucky. Everyone says, Georgia's going to be so mad. They're going to crush Kentucky. No, Kentucky, easiest pick on earth. There was no way Georgia was going to cover against Kentucky. Georgia didn't even score until the middle of the third quarter. They were so sleepwalking and so still reliving their loss. That's the way it works. Does it mean that Penn State could potentially be an upset victim here? I don't think so, because I think at some point the better team just recovers and they win, but they don't cover. So, you know, Penn State will win the game, but it'll be, you know, 31-21, something like that.
Okay, who'd you pick?
Penn State.
Okay, the next one is Navy.
When I looked at these games, it looked to me like there were seven games basically where basically everybody picked the same side. So, you know, there's nowhere to go. I mean, there's nowhere to make any move or anything, because everybody is picking the same teams in almost, seemingly to me, in almost every game. I mean, I think there were two or three. There was like one game that surprised me a little. I think it was NC State and Louisville. I thought that you might have a more divided response on that one. When I looked at it, it looked to me like there were like seven games where fundamentally everybody had picked the same side. So it really only means it. Basically, what that means is, you know, you got a 2-3 game contest, and I think there were like three games where there's probably a little bit of a disparity of opinion. You know, sometimes the selection of games at this time of year can thin. What do you have?
The next game is Navy at Notre Dame.
Yeah,
I picked Notre Dame. They're a 7.5-point favorite. That's why I picked them.
Did anybody pick Navy?
Let's see. No one picked Navy.
So, 16. What was the divide on North Carolina and Pittsburgh?
Brad picked North Carolina and some people down at the bottom.
How many people?
Matt Conley and Brad Fralick picked North Carolina.
How many total picked North Carolina? Three?
Three.
Okay, so three took North Carolina, and then Penn State, Indiana, I'm guessing a huge spread game, 14.5, was 16-0, Penn State.
Everybody picked Penn State on that one.
And Notre Dame Navy is also 16-0. I thought about this game because I think Navy really does have a shot in this game. I think they're playing well defensively. They can move the ball. I don't think there's a great Notre Dame defense. They're not as experienced as at the linebacker level as they were a year ago, meaning they could have some trouble with Navy's option offense. I could not take Navy in this situation because it was just too big a risk. But having said that, I actually do think there's a legitimate shot in an upset here. I would not be stunned if Navy shocked the world. They have beaten Notre Dame before. They have played the Irish close before. And I think this is one of Navy's better defensive teams. So they have the capability of moving the ball, as they always do, eating up clock, making it a short possession game. And I think potentially control it. Plus, I just don't think Notre Dame's any good. I think they're not a great version of themselves, and therefore I think there's an opportunity here, but not surprised that I actually would have been surprised if anybody had taken me. All right, so that's game three.
Okay, the next one is Georgia at Auburn.
Okay, and what do you do here?
Come on, go. I took Auburn. Georgia's a 2.5-point favorite. Now, this was mixed. This one was.
Okay. Why'd you take... you took Auburn, you said?
Yes. Because I don't think Georgia's playing right.
Okay. And what was the breakdown on this game?
Well, let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got four people for Auburn and four for Georgia.
There's 16 players.
The bottom we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 for Auburn and 3 for Georgia.
Really? Yeah. More people picked the underdog Auburn?
Yeah. apparently.
Well, I'll tell you why I picked Auburn, and this one to me is sort of simple. Not that it's necessarily right, but because I think there are some reasons to look at Georgia in this game. One is I think they're the better offensive team. I think the numbers all suggest they're the better offensive team, and I think they probably are, despite their offensive struggles this year. But and there's no Kerryon Johnson for Auburn. You know, when Auburn upset Georgia and Alabama a few years ago, they had Kerryon Johnson, and he was a difference maker. Auburn doesn't have that right now. Their running game is still pretty good, and Knicks can certainly run the ball, so that helps. But fundamentally, I'm picking Auburn for one reason, and that is I think it's really hard to go to Auburn and win. I think it's really difficult to go to the Plains and beat Auburn in that building. Alabama's experienced this. Georgia has experienced this. I mean, you know, right, Jim shaking his head, Jim the Alabama fan, shaking his head. I just think it's a really tough place to go and win. I mean, Gus Malzahn has beaten Saban twice there in recent years. It's just, the environment, that atmosphere, I mean, those people live for this. And it's just a tough, tough place to find a way to win. So this is one of the first times I'm actually taking a team almost exclusively based on home field. I mean, I think the teams are relatively close. I would say Georgia's the better team, but I think the environment is going to be too much for them to overcome, because I just don't think Georgia's good enough to overcome that environment. I think if you want to win at Auburn, you've got to be really good. Not just like close to as good. I think you got to be like two touchdowns better, and then you eke it out. And I don't think they're two touchdowns better. You know, I'm fascinated by the line of scrimmage matchup between what should be a Georgia dominant offensive line, although it's had some injuries, and a Auburn defensive line that is certainly dominant and had some injuries as well, Marlon Davidson. But the real question I have is, can Georgia block Derrick Brown? They could not block Javon Kinlaw of South Carolina. That was not an accident. Let's just be clear. South Carolina didn't beat Georgia by accident. South Carolina beat Georgia because Georgia couldn't block them. Those turnovers didn't happen by accident. Those turnovers happened because they could not block Javon Kinlaw. They could not block him. Well, I got a newsflash for you. If they don't block Derrick Brown, and I'm not sure they can block him either, then you're going to get a repeat of the turnovers, the Jake Fromm turnovers. Fromm may look fine when he has all day to throw, but if Derrick Brown's pushing the center right back into his face like Kinlaw was, and I have no reason to think that's not going to happen, then Fromm's going to turn the ball over in this game just as he did in that game. And this won't be an accident either. I'm taking Auburn here for those reasons. I just think it's an exceedingly difficult place to win.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Let's pause here. Let's get Gamecock Will in here, do a little business, and we'll get back, and we'll continue talking about these games. Gamecock Will. Will, how are you?
Doing good, Walt. How about you?
Good, Will.
Well, first of all, how you feel about an A&M game?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to pick you to go to Kyle Field and win, but I will say this. I don't believe in A&M at all. I didn't believe in them before the year. I still don't believe in them. You've gone down there and played well in the past, so I don't have a reason to think you won't go down there and play well. I don't think they're a very good football team. In fact, I think they pretty much are a bad football team. I mean, yeah, they've lost to three elite teams, but they also barely hung on, you know, held off a last-second drive against Arkansas. I'm sorry, Arkansas is one of the worst teams in America. If you can barely beat Arkansas at home, you're really just not that good. So, look, South Carolina is going to have to go in there and prove they can run the ball. With Feaster, Dowdle, whoever's running the ball, Feaster's back this weekend. Go in there, prove you can run the ball, establish a little bit of balance, and Helinski might be good enough to beat them. I have no faith in Texas A&M.
Okay, now, a lot of I've been looking at the Gamecock Central Boardwalk, and some Carolina fans acting stupid. You know, the president come out there and said it. We're as much chance going to be as coach for the next two games, but they will be staff changes after the season or else. But, you know, then some Gamecock fans are getting on there and saying, well, the president shouldn't be involved in it. Well, I think he should, because Ray Turner don't have the you-know-what. So when I look at it, I like his president. He said, I didn't come down here to lose, so he's really going to put the pressure on Muschamp. I mean, I think he's going to give one more year, but he's going to have to make staff changes, but he don't do nothing next year. I know he's going. I think that buyout's got a lot to do with it, or he already been gone. But I'm like you. I think the pressure's on Muschamp, so I think they're going to compete with the A&M. I think they're going to compete with Clemson, to be honest with you, as long as they stay healthy. But, you know, I just don't know. I want Muschamp and I'm gone. But, you know, how I feel about Muschamp. I've been saying that all year. But, I mean, you play. I'm like you, Walt. A lot of Georgia fans said that Georgia game was a fluke and all this stuff. Carolina just outplayed them. I mean, I don't care how you look at it. Carolina just flat out beat them. So I don't care what Georgia fans say. I mean, you talk about turnovers all you want to.
Georgia had matchup issues in that game. They had, look, there were matchup issues in those games, in that game. You know, the one turnover was unforced, but the others were forced. They were forced by Kinlaw. They could not block Kinlaw, and that's why I still wonder whether they can block Derrick Brown. But they could not block Kinlaw in that game. And, of course, you know, Helinski got hurt in that game, too. I mean, I think the win was earned.
But I will say this. Now, Georgia's back in the hunt. And I picked them to win the national championship before the season started. So I really think since they're back in the hunt, I think they're a lot more hungry now. So I really think they'll beat Auburn in a tight, close game. That's how I'm looking at that game. I know it's a big game of the week.
Yep.
But anyway, you and Mona have a good one.
All right, well, thank you. Yeah, I'm sticking with the fact that I think the environment's one of the toughest places to win in America. And I'm just not sure this Georgia team is good enough to go in there and win. I'm just not. Our Reserve is your new retailer for men's clothing, gifts, and accessories, downtown Clemson, featuring Clemson performance polos, tailored and classic fit button-down shirts, loafers, boots, belts, hats, and more. They have bags, like carry-on bags, briefcases. I mean, stuff that you'll pass down in your family for generations. Our Reserve is an incredibly cool store, here to help you look and feel your best from the tailgate to the classroom and every adventure in between. This is Our Reserve. Our Reserve is also your one-stop shop for men's gifts like flasks, Yeti coolers, books, candles, and barware. By the way, they have the coolest selection of candles around. If you want candles, the best-smelling, coolest selection of candles around. So if candles is your thing, you need to get to Onward Reserve. Live authentically. Shop Onward Reserve. Experience the difference. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 p.m. to 5 on Sundays. Call 864-722-5238 with questions. Onward's knowledgeable staff's here to help you find the perfect gift, outfit, or accessory you're looking for. Visit OnwardReserve.com for more info and free shipping. Check out their store, downtown Clemson, 383 College Avenue. It is Onward Reserve. Quick break. We'll get back to this on the other side.
Join the Mark Childress Show, live from 7 till 9 p.m., Tuesday nights right here on The Roar. Mark will give you a real-time breakdown as the college football playoff poll comes out each Tuesday night. Join Mark to tell us what you think of the poll, what changes would you make, and how would you rank them. Brought to you by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays from 7 till 9 p.m. on The Roar.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher and fresh-baked yeast rolls, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the Monterey sandwich loaded with bacon, jack cheese, grilled chicken, and barbecue sauce. Or a juicy New York strip today at Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon in Anderson.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it, and be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, act now. Edwards Auto Sales has all your year-end savings. Save over $5,750 on remaining 2019 Ford Edges. 2019 Ford Escapes reduced over $5,000. If a nice certified pre-owned Ford is what you're looking for, we have cars, trucks, and SUVs. All come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile engine and powertrain warranty and special interest rates. Edwards Auto Sales, home of no dealer fees at edwardsautosales.net.
Football fans, watch the ACC Network with Northland. And signing up for Northland Video gives you the ability to take the game with you, no matter where you are, with Watch TV everywhere. Plus, Northland's launched internet speeds up 1 gig throughout Clemson, so everyone in the household can stream, surf, and shop online. Power your home with laptops, tablets, printers, smartphones, home security systems, and gaming consoles, all online, all at the same time. So go ahead and connect, surf, and stream the game in seamless high-speed bliss. 1 gig delivers the speed you need for all things online. Visit GetNorthland.com or call 888-NORTHLAND to learn more now. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds may vary. Visit GetNorthland.com/offers for details.
Country Boys, for over 30 years, has been bringing Christmas traditions to the Upstate. We're your one-stop Christmas shop with wreaths, trees, garland, live and artificial. You can find all the ornaments you could ever need, along with Christmas decor and more. There is even a whole wall of ornaments and decor dedicated to the Clemson fan. We want to thank our loyal customers for continuing to make us a top 100 independent garden center in the United States and voted best in the Upstate. Country Boys, Wade Hampton Boulevard and Woodruff Road.
Did your little ghouls leave chocolate and pumpkin guts behind on your carpets and rugs? Get cleaned up for the holidays with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
No one's better than Walt's Deptula. Just ask it. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, that's hilarious. You should be on TV.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said or maybe things that I felt about you.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, back at George Coleman Ford. People have been coming in all day. There's pizza, there's brownies, there's drinks, there's everything. You know, so come on out to George Coleman Ford. There's still plenty of time to get out here. Before we get back to the phone, Zeke here first. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. And by the way, Tom's wants you to know, you need to get your Thanksgiving orders in. I mean, what better way to handle Thanksgiving than a catered event than have Tom's handle your Thanksgiving? That's right. Yeah, you don't have to cook any turkeys or any of that stuff. Let Tom's handle your entire Thanksgiving. It'll be the best Thanksgiving you've ever had. I promise you that. The food is unbelievable. You know, it's just low and slow Southern barbecue the way it's supposed to be. The mac and cheese they make from scratch, it's insanely good. The banana pudding is legendary. You know, it's just, I don't care what you choose. Everything is fabulous at times. The Cheerwine National Championship sauce, I mean, that sounds great. It tastes even better. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30, the catered anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. And the brand new location, the Greer Store, which is at 217 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Suite J. And they're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Get to Tom's Barbecue. You will thank me later. All right, let's get to the phones, and we'll get back to the Carolina Lions Bank. You pick them games for a moment. Zeke, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt?
How you doing, Zeke?
Man, I appreciate you taking the call. You know, it's interesting, you and I talked at the beginning of the season, and I looked up a stat last night, and 9 of North Carolina's 10 games, 7 points or less, Walt. So just like we said, can lose every game or win every game.
Yep.
And that's, you know, pretty much been the case. And, you know, one thing I thought has been a real, it's just been tough, there's nothing they can do about it, was losing 3 starters in that secondary for a team that had no depth. It's really, it just really hurt them. It's just they got a walk on in the secondary, 2 true freshmen, and it just, it shows when you face a couple good quarterbacks, especially last night. And I agree with what you said. I think Pittsburgh is just a very physical defensive team, a well-coached team. Of course, their passing game is really good, but they just put a lot of pressure on you with that front. Boy, they you know, they just come at you in ways, and just, you know, 5 sacks last night. My hat's off. Yeah, and I thought that was the toughest opponent outside of Clemson that we played last night physically. Just a punishing defense.
Yeah.
I will say this.
It was a chippy game, too.
Yeah, it was. And it was a chance. I thought, you know, my only disappointment was the Heels, if they were going to win it, they should have got aggressive that last minute down to the 20-yard line, because I knew if it went to overtime, they wouldn't win it, which they didn't. And I'd like to see a little more aggressive. I thought Daz Newsom was sensational, 170 yards. And, you know, once again, you know, I mean, Sam Howell in the fourth quarter, best quarterback in America statistically in the fourth quarter, continues just to really play well. But, again, I'm like you. I think Pittsburgh is the second best team in the ACC. I agree with that just 100%.
Well, and look, from a North Carolina standpoint, look, what you hope is that you come back next year and your sophomore quarterback and this football team starts to win all those close games. Now, I think it's reasonable to think that a lot of these close losses this year will turn into close wins next year.
Well, you know what? It's a good schedule next year. We play Central Florida. We play Auburn. And at offensive line returns, every player but one. Both running backs back. All 4 wide receivers. Really good recruiting class. Both linebackers, the secondary. And, look, I expect North Carolina to compete, if not win the Coastal next year. I really do. And I think you're right. I think next year you start to win some of these games. And, but like I said, my hat's off to Pittsburgh. I think they were the better team. They are the better team. And, you know, you just try to win the next 2 and get to a bowl game. And I think if you can do that in 7 games, you call that a heck of a successful year, Walt. But I just want to call out that, you know, I agree with you. I just think they are – man, people haven't watched, and I also want to say, I agree with your other comment. I don't think Pittsburgh can beat Clemson. I don't think anybody in the ACC can beat Clemson. Don't get me wrong. But I do agree with you. On the Coastal side, maybe on the either side, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think either side.
The most competitive game that Clemson could have, because they would face a really strong defense, a really good quarterback, a good passing game. And I think Clemson fans and Clemson team and coaches would like to play Pittsburgh, because let me tell you something. They'll roll Virginia, in my opinion. They'll roll Virginia Tech. But Pittsburgh, I think that would be a matchup at least physically worth watching. Thanks for the call, Walt.
Yeah. Yeah, and Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh has a chance to affect the quarterback, affect Trevor Lawrence without committing extra bodies because of the way they've been able to get after the passer all year, which is why I think that they're clearly the toughest matchup for Clemson. Doesn't mean Clemson's not going to win easily. It just means that if you're choosing amongst all the ACC teams, the toughest matchup clearly is Pittsburgh. You know, who's next? I don't know. Probably Virginia, because I just don't think that Wake Forest without Surratt and without Washington is that level team. So, all right, Ramona, let's get back to the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick 'em game. So just because we've changed course a couple times. So game one was Pittsburgh, North Carolina, and you're saying only three people took North Carolina.
Right.
I would have thought more people would have picked North Carolina than that. Game two though was a wash. Game two was Penn State and Indiana. Is that right?
Right.
And all 16 took the same side, and then game three was a wash because all 16. Took the same side with Notre Dame and Navy. And that brought us to Auburn and Georgia. Is that right?
Yeah, Auburn and Georgia's divided nicely.
Yeah, and I went Auburn and you went...
I went Auburn.
Auburn, yeah. So, all right, so we're the same through
right,
this point
so
in the,
far.
The process.
The next one is Texas at Iowa State. And you and I took Iowa State. And only two people took Texas, but they were down in the media.
Yeah, and in your mind, that means they don't count. But, you know, look, I thought Iowa State would win this game. I thought this in the offseason. I just didn't think there was any way Texas was going to Ames and winning, and I still don't. I will say this. I think Texas played their best half of football on the whole season in half two against Kansas State last week. I think that was their best half of football on the whole season. They had played a very uneven brand of football of late, making too many mistakes, that type of thing. And you don't know how Iowa State's going to handle the really tough loss that they had a great chance to win in Norman in terms of how they're going to bounce back. But I just think Iowa State's better. I mean, I think they're better defensively, and I think they're at least Texas is equal offensively, maybe even better there too. You know, and I think Purdy and Elliger are actually pretty similar guys in a lot of ways. So my expectation is Iowa State's going to win the game and probably cover the spread too. I think Iowa State might win this game. You know, I don't know, 34-17, something like that. But I'm taking Iowa State.
Okay.
As well. Here
the other one. Kentucky at Vanderbilt is the next game.
To refresh my memory, so that was 14-2.
14-2 what?
Iowa State and Texas.
Oh yes,
16,
yes.
16 people.
Right, two
14
people.
Plus
two people took, and the media took Texas.
All right.
The next one.
So that was that game also almost a wash then, very one sided as well. All right.
Then, are you ready?
Yeah.
The next one, Kentucky at Vanderbilt, and John Height took Vanderbilt. Everybody else took Kentucky. Kentucky's a 10-point favorite.
15 people took Kentucky?
Yes. That would be
so another,
1 and 15,
okay.
As you just said, equals 16.
Right.
Since
yeah.
one Vanderbilt.
So another complete one-sided game. You know, look, Kentucky's running Lynn Bowden at quarterback, and they don't throw the ball. Bowden's a wide receiver, if people don't know, and but he is a very effective runner. I'm a little concerned that Derek Mason, who's still a good defensive mind, might be able to take away. If you only have one option, that Mason might be able to take that away, even with his limited personnel. But I just couldn't take Vanderbilt. I mean, it's really what it came down to. I love Kentucky here. It's the lesser of two evils here.
No, this is the first time I've taken Kentucky.
I'm not even sure how many times Kentucky's been on the deal, but see, we're both on Kentucky here.
Yes, so far you and I are the same. We're not different until the end.
Okay.
The next one is Minnesota at Iowa. And let's see, we got two people on our side that took Iowa and one person on their side that took Minnesota.
I'm sorry, you're saying the media 7 of 8 took Iowa?
Yes.
And on our side,
took Iowa and the rest of them took Minnesota.
6 of 8 took Minnesota?
Correct.
Well, isn't that a fascinating little breakdown? You don't normally see that. So, yeah. So essentially, the media went all Iowa, and WCCP went all Minnesota.
Mostly, yes.
And who are the two who took Iowa?
Let's see. Mick and Ben took Iowa, and Brad Fralick down at their side took Minnesota.
All right, we'll talk about that game when we come back. We're live at George Coleman. Let me tell you about the health there. Listen, Thanksgiving is almost here. Christmas is right around the corner. And look, of course you want to look your best at holiday time. Call the health there. Sam lost 20 pounds and got off of his blood pressure meds in just 30 days, and they can do the same for you. In fact, if you don't reverse the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, or IBS in just 30 days, the health there will give your money back. I'm sorry, who does that? Who? It's zero risk. So don't worry about giving up carbs, fast food, or going to the gym. You don't even have to do any of that stuff. End the skepticism. Go to iDareMe.com. Go to iDareMe.com, or better yet, call them, 1-877-IDAREME, 1-877-IDAREME. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. All right, we're live at George Coleman Ford. One more hour to go. It's still time for you to come out if you want. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens, WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Hey guys, it's time for the Toyo Tires Fall into Autumn promotion going on right now at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying passenger or light truck tires and receive an instant rebate of up to $80. That's right, instant rebate. No waiting, straight off the invoice. So get a set of Toyo Open Country QTs for the wife's SUV or a set of Toyo Open Country MTs for your cowboy Cadillac. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at pendletontire.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop.
It's time to get ready for hunting season. Dewey's Pawn Shop has the best selection of new and used deer rifles, shotguns, and handguns in the upstate. You'll love Dewey's huge inventory, great prices on guns and ammunition, optics, and our expert service. Dewey's Pawn Shop has served the upstate for over 30 years. Dewey's has the selection and service for all your hunting and shooting needs. Dewey's buys, sells, and trades guns, gold, and diamonds. See us soon at Dewey's Pawn Shop, 5900 Augusta Road, online at deweyspawn.com.
Want to impress your tailgating pals at the game? Feed them from the Corner Butcher in Patrick Square. Steaks, brats, chicken, and select seafood. They have what you need. 654-2333. The Corner Butcher, Patrick Square, Clemson.
It's fun when Tiger fans enter the Clemson fan shop at ACD Sports, look at all the Tiger gear, and say, I didn't know you.